And it's that time once again in our show for a weekly check-in with the community group. And today we're joined by Shauna Davis of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Welcome, Shauna.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I understand you've been on the road for negotiations, and I appreciate that you made the time to do this. We touched base a little bit on the various aspects that we might talk about, and I think I would like to talk about the things that are most important. And then if we have time, maybe we can fill in with structural things like the different levels and the national organization. But what is your, as for the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, what's your role with them? You're the president, is that right?
So I'm the president of the Capital District chapter.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. So what in your mind is your the most important thing that you guys are doing?
The most important thing is educating poor and minority people about the importance of the labor movement and the importance of them being a part of their union if they are in one. Mm-hmm. You know, and what role the union actually plays really in their daily life.
Do you find that in general, there's a sort of, without doing this education work, people will just think, oh, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me?
I think people, unfortunately, there's some disconnect that people only go to the union when they need the union, right? Like, so I don't get in trouble. I go to work every day. I go to work on time. I do my job effectively. So what do I need the union for? Mm-hmm. And so the ability to understand the importance of why you're in a union and the fact that you are the union, you're the reason that the union exists, is how do you continue to pay dues to an organization, but you don't know what it is that they can do for you other than protect you if you get in trouble. It's so much more than that.
Do you feel like it's become easier right now? There's definitely been an increase in visibility for union work, younger people are becoming more engaged with, I mean, Starbucks and Amazon being the prime examples. Has it become a little bit easier to communicate about the importance of unions?
I think it's a little complex. So I think it depends on the actual workforce. It is amazing to see so much organizing going on and so many more young people really standing up and speaking to the fact that they have a voice and they have a role in what working looks like for them. But being able to get them to understand that it doesn't stop with the organizing, that the education and the leadership has to continue even after you get the union. And so that's twofold, though. The organization itself, once these workers are organized, has a responsibility to educate and bring them along and show them what it is that needs to be done. But then also the people that have been organized have to want that as well.
We were talking earlier about this kind of contradiction between a very grassroots worker-centered, worker-led movement and the fact that given the historical successes of unionizing in America over the last many decades, even though that's now even been so successful, there's been a time for it to be on decline, but the level of institutionalization of the unions themselves makes it harder sometimes for individual workers to feel like the union is really them. It may feel more like it's this external organization. And we were talking earlier about kind of navigating that tension. Can you say more about that?
So sometimes I think it's hard for people to realize what role they can actually play in a union. A lot of times the leadership doesn't look like you. A lot of times the leadership doesn't communicate the way you communicate. A lot of times the leadership fails to include everyone in all aspects of job titles, individuals, you were speaking with someone from Pride earlier. So just including every culture in the organization. And so it's there sometimes is a disconnect because that communication has to happen. It has to become more inclusive. And I feel like that is still a struggle even today.
I hear you. And I think it's part of a greater irony, but it cuts particularly sharply for marginalized communities, for Black people. The union created to level out some hierarchical differences becomes a hierarchical institution, and any individual occupying any position of power may or may not be in the mood to be inclusive, may capriciously exercise racism. And so it's a differential relationship for people of color and other marginalized people within a union. It's not as easy as becoming empowered. It's like, oh yeah, become empowered, but then shut up, right? And we're not including you.
We're not including you, right? Become empowered, pay your dues, you know, participate in the benefits, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just, it has to be, it's so much broader than that. So it's a continuous work, it's a continuous cycle for people to understand that you're more than a union member. And how it works for us is how we make it work.
One of the other things that you were talking about was the commitment that you personally and your organization feels to coalition building and just being working in coalition with other organizations and all the reinventing of the wheel and all the stepping on each other's toes or maybe tripping over each other's feet. Can you talk about, I mean, this is a well-known problem, I think, among well-meaning people in organizations. Can you talk about some of the successes that you've had with that?
I think some of the successes are when we actually can collaborate together. So the Coalition of Black Trade Union, and CBTU, is a constituency group which falls under the umbrella of the union, along with other constituency groups like LACLA, which is the Latin Council for Latino Americans, Pride at Work, APALA, Asian Pacific workers as well. So these constituency groups are groups that come together of like-minded and like culture people that have conversations about how we can advance in the union movement, but also become a part of the important conversations that take place at negotiation tables or in leadership boardrooms that we may not have always been a part of. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to educate members, to let them know that they're more than just their union dues, that they have a voice, and encouraging them to understand that that voice is important. And we've had some successes in different unions, and that may look different for some, where like some unions will have minority committees or minority caucuses or create minority roles. Other unions are still working on those type of things.
Wow. So, we're almost out of time. We just have maybe we have 2 minutes. What would you like our listeners to know about Coalition of Black Trade Unionists?
Coalition of Black Trade Unionists is an amazing organization. Honestly, because of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, I am more active in my local union. It was through CBTU that I was educated and able to understand that I had a bigger role in the union organization that I'm a member of. And William Bielusi, he is the founder and first president. Organization was 1972, was created. He's an amazing man. He marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. He worked with the apartheid. He stood in the parking lot with three people to talk about how to get Nelson Mandela out of jail, and it happened. I am humbled and honored to be a part of such an organization. That I can't nearly reach the things that he reached, but maybe one day I will. But to be a part of that, I want people to know that they can also be a part of that as well.
Thank you so much for coming onto the show and telling us about your important work. We will look forward to having you back on a regular basis.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. It's been an honor. I appreciate it.
Honors is all ours. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.